hungry bacteria that help us with a greenhouse gas. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Methane is one of the big three greenhouse gases, right next to carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide.
Its concentration in the atmosphere has been going up at a rather high rate since the Industrial Revolution.
That's Peter Groffman. He's a professor at the City University of New York, and he spoke with us by Skype. He's found we're overestimating how much soils help us out with methane. Here's how it works. There are bacteria in the soil in forests.
And they have the ability to eat methane. These bacteria can extract the energy in methane and make a living.
Groffman and his team found over the past couple of decades, soils are not able to pull methane out of the atmosphere as well as they used to. He says our changing climate means more rain in some parts of the world.
There's been more rainfall over time at our research sites, and that's making the soils wetter. And when the soils are wetter, the bacteria are less able to access the methane in the atmosphere.
And this has bigger implications for climate change. Groffman says we rely a lot on nature to help us, but nature has limits.
We're going to have to work a little harder to control the sources of methane that we have an influence on.
He says that means reducing leaks from natural gas extraction and being more efficient in how we produce rice, meat, and dairy products. This is the Environment Report. Scientists are creating an experimental warning system for Medio tsunamis in the Great Lakes. Medio tsunamis are potentially dangerous waves that are driven by storms. Eric Anderson is a physical oceanographer with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. It's part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you for coming in.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Why do we need a warning system for Medio tsunamis?
Well, so right now, this is something that we don't have the ability to forecast that they're going to occur. If you're familiar with marine forecasts or even the weather forecast, right, you have a few hours or a few day lead time on storms that are coming across precipitation. Medio tsunamis are a very particular kind of wave, and we don't yet have the capability to forecast when and where they're likely to occur.
We have more than 100 medio tsunamis in the lakes each year on average. How often are they dangerous for people?
Dangerous medio tsunami waves occur about every 10 years or so. They can be more frequent than that, but based on the data we have, we think we see, you know, either damaging shoreline waves or waves that cause injury or harm to beachgoers or people on piers about every 10 years in the Great Lakes.
If you're at the beach, how do you know if it's a dangerous wave?
If you're standing on the shoreline, what they will typically look like is a very rapid rise in water level and then retreat. So almost like a very quick flooding event that may or may not be associated with actually a breaking wave. It may have a break to it. It may just flood quickly. If you see that kind of change in water level over the course of a few minutes, it could be something like a medio tsunami. And the particularly dangerous part is when that rapid rise in, or retreat in water level happens, that's a lot of water being moved in and out quickly. So you can have strong currents. It can have a damaging amount of force or power that comes along with that water movement.
How do you envision this warning system working?
One of the keys to medio tsunami formation is having accurate and high temporal frequency, so very, every few seconds or minutes, measurements of the weather conditions that are important to us. So things like air pressure and wind speed. If we see sharp changes in those, we can oftentimes attribute whether that's going to cause medio tsunami-like conditions or the potential to form a medio tsunami. So these sensors that are being deployed are high-frequency air pressure sensors. And we think if we have good enough data on the weather side, we can make an accurate prediction about whether a wave is likely to be formed in response to that.
Eric Anderson is a physical oceanographer with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.